We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Sorry. My bad.
If you were truly bored right now, I would be frightened.
Why?
Because I know you.
I get into trouble. You're right.
You just...
Yeah.
You're that guy. So we want to talk about the things you've done when you're bored. Can I just psychoanalyze you for a second?
Please,
you're
sir.
You're the guy who, when you're bored, you do destructive things.
I do.
But then you intentionally set up your life... So that you're bored.
No.
Yeah, No, you're at, hey, Steve, you want to come over and have a barbecue? No. Neighbors call. You want to come over and have a barbecue? No. Then you sit in your house for a couple minutes. You're like, I'm bored. I should burn something. You set yourself up.
I set it up as a stress-free life, and then I realized stress-free can be boring sometimes.
Right.
I need to create some stress.
Right. That's you're the guy.
You're right. I turn to
you.
Yeah.
You. It's like you self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like, well, I don't have anything else going on. I should take some more drugs, see if I can paint my house. Am I the only one who remembers that you were bored and tried to knock your own bathroom out?
Why do you remember?
I remember it because it took you 3 years of remodeling to get it fixed.
Yeah, I was bored. I know.
You are the worst person to be bored.
I look for stupid things and destructive things. It's what everyone else does, too. I'm not alone.
That's what we want to talk about. What have you done? My question, and I have this question on the show probably more often than I should, but I wonder if women do stupid stuff when they're bored as much as men do. Because, like, adolescent boys are like, I'm bored. I should see... if I can make aerosol can and a lighter into a flamethrower.
Yep.
I think women, when they're bored, they just change their hair color or
maybe,
something.
Yeah.
Like you go out and you try, like, which can also be almost as tragic as lighting stuff on fire with an aerosol can and a lighter. But I don't know that as many women do stuff like
these guys,
Indiana teens, stole a couple of bulldozers for a contest to see who could cause the most destruction.
Well, we've all wanted to do that. You've all wanted to do it.
I am fully shocked that you haven't.
We couldn't. That's because the construction company back, they locked the ignitions.
Oh.
Maybe now they don't. Well, these kids can do whatever they want.
I think YouTube probably has a way around.
There you go.
You just, like, go to YouTube and go, Caterpillar bulldozer workaround ignition.
There you go.
You watch a 5-minute video, you're destroying somebody's neighborhood.
Dude, they were racing. You got to respect that. Bulldozers.
They were bored in the middle of the night. They caused nearly $50,000 worth of damages.
Yeah, you gotta have fun.
They knocked over tractor trailers, ripped the roof off of a modular home. They now face felony charges.
Well, and they're juveniles, so they'll get some community service, and that's when you should do these things.
I love
why they did it right.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna do it,
do it. Yeah,
I guess. So that's one thing. Bored.
Yeah,
here's
bored.
Another. Guess what it is? Guy.
Uh huh.
Guy named Chris Rushy challenged Carlos Woods. Is this in another country or something? It says he challenged him to stick his lug holes together. And what I believe that means is his ear holes. Does anybody else call those lug holes?
Okay, those aren't the gauge holes down
here.
No,
his ear.
So maybe that is a foreign.
I don't know.
A lug hole. But yeah, you're right. He bent his ears forward and glued them.
And yeah, they squeezed like the super glue gel on there.
Yeah. He was bored.
They're bored. They're trying this thing. The guy's going, you're putting too much on. He still goes anyway. He squeezes his ear together and walks around for a minute. And I thought he vomited.
Yeah, they say that he appears to have vomited on the floor after gluing his ears.
You know why?
Equilibrium?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It'd be like being seasick.
Yeah.
And
that's
there's
true.
No way to stop it.
You're right, because they're glued. So he's just got to sit.
He's riding out the worst seasickness. This, again, is a boy idea.
Bored.
It's no, like, again, I think girls will be like, why don't we try to do our own pedicures? I'm not trying to be sexist. I just don't know if we're going to get any calls from women who've done stupid stuff while they're bored.
I can't think of anything they would do. Like you said, guys.
But maybe they have stolen a bulldozer or graffitied their like office place or glued their lug holes together. Whatever a lug hole is. This dude ended up vomiting, had to go to the hospital to, yeah. Apparently one of his fingers was stuck to his ear as well.
Okay.
Then this is the other one. Now this is actually kind of good. This kid was bored and, okay, it's not a good thing. I thought he was the guy who built it.
No, he destroyed it.
Oh my God, I thought he was the one who built it.
Yeah.
This guy, this Chinese artist Zhao, spent 3 days and nights piecing together a sculpture of Nick. He's the fox from Zootopia. It's a really funny movie.
Yeah. And he did a good job.
This sculpture is unbelievable. I thought he was the kid who built it.
No.
This kid was bored and pushed the Lego sculpture over and it smashed into tiny pieces.
Should have glued it. Should have craggled it.
Hey,
that's the lesson of that movie.
It is the lesson of the Lego movie. Steve, I think you just, oh my God. They say that the sculpture was worth more than $15,000.
Because you said a small Lego set's like $80. So this thing was huge.
Well, it's really priceless because there's no set. This guy had to build it just like looking at it going, okay, I need a red piece for the tie. Okay, I need a brown piece for his little furry bunny tail or whatever. And he made, or is he a fox? I forget. I think he's a fox. Yeah, he's a fox.
$15,000, you're
15
right.
15 grand because of a bored kid shoving the Lego sculpture over.
I would have glued it. I would have probably mounted it a little bit more.
It, but it was at an expo for people to look at. You want them to be able to walk up like.
Then craggle it.
Yeah, right. Because I saw a Lego expo with like a Superman. They had, I thought
nice.
I sent you a picture. They had Action Comics 1 out of Legos.
Get out.
It was so awesome.
They didn't wreck that one, did they?
No, because this stupid kid didn't walk by and destroy it because there was no bored kids around.
And they craggled it. So cool.
They probably craggled it. All right. So if you, we're going to give you extra points if you're a girl, because we don't think girls do this. But if you have done something out of control, stupid, destructive, or just plain old stupid when you were bored, we want to hear your story. Candy?
Yeah.
You are disguised. What'd you do when you were bored?
Well, me and my best friend were really bored. She just graduated cosmetology school, so I let her give me an at-home Brazilian full wax.
No.
And then Well, and that's not even the end of the story either. She was like, if you can handle this pain, then you can handle the pain of a piercing. So I got waxed and my lower mommy part pierced all in the same night.
No. Like, correctly? Yeah. Was it done right?
It was done correctly. Like, she did the waxing at home, and then we went to a professional piercer.
What?
Oh, I was going to, she didn't like heat up a needle and have a potato on the back of it.
So you guys like defame your body or you alter your bodies when you get
yes. I guess I do. Am I allowed to ask this specific about the pier?
No, please.
Did you go for the boat or the man in the boat?
Oh, nice.
I went for the man in the boat.
Wow.
Dang.
You are a trooper.
Yeah, that's what you do when you get...
And you left it in?
Oh, yeah. I still have it. I don't really get waxed anymore. That hurt a little more than I liked, but...
But you're not bored anymore with the man in the boat.
Steve. All right, yeah. Now when you're bored, you just get a magnet. That's weird.
Good for you.
Yeah, so is your friend do that for other people now when they're bored, or is it she just does it professionally?
No, she does it professionally, but it's just usually not in her bathroom at home.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Steve, maybe I can come over next time you're bored. On one of your bored days, I'll bring my wax kit.
What, your ice and
thank
your
you.
Lighter?
You don't get ice, dude. There's no ice. You just do it.
No.
It's hot wax.
No.
Then you put the paper on top.
No.
And then you...
No!
Yeah. I've had some stuff done on me, but not...
That's the rumor.
I'm curious about the... the Brazilian... Do you think, are you laying on your back?
Okay, good question.
Or are you on all fours?
Da, 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 da.
Either way.
Yes.
We're not that close.
No.
Brooke.
Yeah.
Bored.
Yeah, so I have two older brothers, and when we were little kids, I had super long brown hair, so I mean, down to my butt. And we would sit there and take matches and slowly light my hair on fire and just watch it scorch up. And we do that every time it grew out. We would keep doing that. And my mom would hate it so much.
And it smells really good.
Steve knows because he lights his nose hair on fire to trim it.
Well, yeah, I just take a lighter and just whoop, whoop on each and done.
Yeah, that's actually a thing now that people actually do that professionally.
I've seen that dude. Yeah, there was that YouTube video of that dude who was like the flame throwing hair cutter, and he would be like,
wow.
And he would like burn the ends off.
I started that fad.
You definitely did, Steve. This Parisian man clearly cruised by your suburban home and saw you.
He stole it from us, Brooke.
Yes, he definitely stole it. You don't do that anymore? You go to a professional?
Well, I actually started doing my own hair at that point. Yeah. I had to cut off all the burnt pieces.
That's a good way to learn a trade, I guess. Thank you.
Yeah, I got good at it.
Thank you for the call,
good
Brooke.
For you, Brooke.
Christy?
Yes.
Yes. Bored.
Bored.
Bored, yes. Took metal sparklers, made a sparkler bomb, and blew up one of those little plastic slides on a playground set when I was, 15.
Nice.
Hold on. Sparklers will explode if you put enough of them together?
How do you do that now?
You use electrical tape. You take the metal ones, and then you bend out the bottoms of them, and you tape them up really tight with one sticking out the top.
Oh, wow.
And then they go down, and they go...
Yeah.
But, Mom and Dad, not recommended at home.
One of those plastic slides.
And you blew it up, it just...
It shredded into that hard plastic slides. It kind of shredded the end of it, you know, into like, not pleasant. I might be on a wanted list somewhere on that one.
No, that's fun.
I haven't tried to fly since then, but I'm guessing I'm on a no-fly list. I'm really kind of blown away by what girl, like, you guys are just as bad as...
Yeah,
as
it's a guy thing.
That is, like fire and destruction is definitely more of a boy world. Thank you, Christy. Aaron?
Yeah.
You are disguised. Bored.
Bored.
Bored. Bored.
Yeah, so my friend and I in junior high went up to my family cabin. And we were playing with our BB guns that are up there.
Nice.
And turns out we just saw this guy from far away, I would say like a football field away, or maybe a little less. And we decided to shoot at him.
You decided to play fun. American Sniper?
Yeah. And my brothers used to just pump one pump and hit me with the BB gun. Like, we didn't think it was a big deal. But before we knew it, the county sheriff was coming down our driveway up at the cabin.
Oh,
so you were able to hit him, and he didn't think it was a mosquito bite. He knew what was happening.
Well, I don't know if we really hit him or not. He told the sheriff that he saw BBs flying around his feet. So
you didn't allow for the windage.
you gotta move your scope around. And if you lay there long enough, you might have to soil yourself.
That's
part of being bored and being a sniper.
Good for you, Aaron.
Thank you for the call. Floored.
I know
by
such
all you women
guy
are doing.
Things.
If you still want to tell your bored stories, you're gonna have to do it online.
Facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFans.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.